Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Hi there, welcome to Life Questions. You know, for a Christian, the event which is celebrated at Christmas is not confined to December or even November. It's not even restricted to being about Jesus' birth. It's actually more about him being God, which is a truth which is worth considering all the year round. I mean, how does one explain the Almighty stooping to become a tiny infant? Our minds cannot begin to understand what was involved in God becoming a man, entering into a world he knew that would reject him and kill him. Nor can anyone explain how God could become a baby, yet he did. Without forsaking his divine nature or diminishing his deity, you know, his godhood in any sense. He was born into our world as a tiny infant. And I kind of asked the question, how can both things be true? You know, for nearly 2,000 years, debate has been raging about who Jesus really is. You know, some people say he's one of many gods, a created being, a high angel, a good teacher, a prophet, a mystic, and so on. The common thread of all such theories is that they make Jesus less than God. Let the Bible speak for itself today. John's Gospel begins with a clear statement that Jesus is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. That's John chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, the very first opening verses or words of John's Gospel. Who is the Word spoken of us in these verses? Well, John chapter 1 verse 14 removes any doubt. It says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." You know, the biblical evidence is overwhelming that this child in the manger was the incarnation of God. Now, there are many reasons. Reasons including these three. Fulfilled biblical predictions which are impossible to counterfeit. So that's things that actually were predicted that happened. If you're interested in that and you get the chance, go to the Hope Stream Radio website and look at Jesus Revealed, and you'll find some of those on there in this soon coming recording. Second reason, the recorded evidence of Jesus' supernatural knowledge, things he knew that it was impossible to know unless he was more than man, he was God. And thirdly, the miracles of Jesus that were verified by eyewitnesses. Now let's just suppose for a moment that it's all true. Jesus is God's son. Then why would God allow his son to become a man and be born in such a lowly manner and let men treat him the way they did? Well, the reason given in the Bible is this. The Father sent the Son to be the saviour of the world. That's found in 1 John 4:14. The Bible says God did it to make peace between God and humanity. All of us have sinned. Only Jesus, because he is both God and man, uniquely, only Jesus could ever resolve the conflict. He takes the hand of a repentant sinner, someone who's sorry and turns to God for forgiveness, and the outstretched hand of a holy yet loving God, and he joins the two together. He can forgive your sins. He can reconcile you to God. And he makes peace through the blood of his cross. Colossians 1 verse 20. Now God is not reluctant for that to occur. That is actually the very reason he sent his son Jesus Christ to this world. May God richly bless you this Christmas. And as I often say to people, will you let God richly bless you this Christmas? Thanks for spending some time with me today. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist. Through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.